It's 8:58, 73 degrees, and time to check in quickly with Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois, to see what's happening on the commodity markets. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's looking fairly flat here so far in the early going. What are we looking at today?
Well, we traded higher overnight, and the market really lacked a lot of punch late yesterday and again in the overnight market, even though we were higher. Right now, corn futures are down anywhere from 3 to a penny, with most pressure on this September. The drought monitor map that came out a little bit ago really shows a shrinkage of the excessively dry areas, pretty well confined to the northern part of Ohio and Michigan at this stage of the game in the Corn Belt. We're trying to find some support here today on the December corn at 340. That's been the last trade down 3. On the bean side, Brian, we're down 2.5 to 4 cents. Again, we're backpedaling a little bit after a nice up move in the beans. November beans are trading at 982. They're down 4. We did have some rather large sales of beans, both to unknown destinations and to China, with the brunt of these sales coming in the new crop. Notice, too, that in the export bookings report that came out earlier this morning, that we saw net cancellations of old crop beans with a slight increase in the new. We're looking at a softer dollar today, probably offering a little bit of support on the wheat, even though it's down 4 cents right now. Livestock still seeing the same old, with the cattle market trying to trade higher and the hog market trading lower. We made new contract lows in the hogs in every month here. This week really looks on the weak side of things. Again, the dollar is a pretty important factor. It's down around 56 cents, with the metals higher today. The crude oil looks to have found some support just right under $42. Wasn't too long ago, about a month ago, we were up at $50. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update here on this Thursday morning. Again, a look at your forecast here today. We've had some showers and thunderstorms already this morning, mostly cloudy skies in the forecast with a 50% chance of rain and a high of 83 degrees. East winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some patchy fog after midnight with a low of 67. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 81 degrees, light north winds up to 5 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 901.